The Kurdish Syrian town of Kobani has been under siege by ISIL militants from three sides for the past 2 months. Saturday's truck bomb attack at the Turkish border post of Muraçpınar coincided with a scheduled electricity blackout in the area. Kurds took to the streets on Sunday and blamed Ankara for colluding with ISIL.
ISIL carried out five attacks while using Turkish territory near the border with Syria, which they have not been able to get hold of for 77 days. The prime minister, the governor and the army general denied it, but there is a footage as well as photographs from the event.
Ankara denies that the attack on Kobani on Saturday was launched from Turkey. Reports that the truck bomb detonated on the Turkish side signifies that ISIL militants now surround Kobani from four sides. Effectively, this prevents the Kurds from sending reinforcements to anti-ISIL fighters in Kobani.
Allegations that suggest either ISIL militants or their vehicles are using Turkey's territory are totally unfounded. Our border is being protected 24 hours by our military.
The two-year-long ceasefire between the PKK and Turkey was violated in October because of Turkey's inaction over Kobani. Subsequent protests in Kurdish-dominated provinces of Turkey claimed more than 40 lives. Pro-Kurdish groups believe that Ankara is dragging its feet over the peace process.
One thing is clear, some of the military officials and police who are deployed on the border of Suruç and Kobani have been working in cooperation with ISIL.
Turkey's reluctance to help the Kurds prevent ISIL terrorists from capturing Kobani is said to be linked to Ankara's attempts to thwart Kurdish ambitions for an independent Kurdistan in the region. While peace talks are ongoing between the Turkish government and pro-Kurdish groups, the imprisoned leader of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, Abdullah Öcalan, says it is now necessary for talks to translate into legislation to legitimize and lend credibility to the peace process in Turkey. Verenia Keats, Press TV, Istanbul.